Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Dalaram Beis of Masech HaShabbos, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Samach Dalaram Beis. Since the previous Mishnah has discussed what a woman is not allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with on Shabbos, the Mishnah is going to now explain what she can go out with on Shabbos. Yotza Isha, a woman is allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Bechute Seyar, when she has strands of hair that are woven into her hair as an adornment, as a way of a decorative thing. Bein Mishalah, Bein Mishal Chavir, whether they are detached hairs of her own or they're someone else's hair, and even if it's animal hair, she can go out with a certain type of golden ornament over her forehead, another type of thing that goes around her head and hangs over her cheeks, provided that they are sewn into the cap that she wears on her head. The Mishnah explains what she's allowed to go out with only into her chatzar and not into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, bekavel bepeyanachris lechatzar. If she's wearing a kavel, which is a type of woolen hat that's under her upper hat, or she's wearing a peyanachris, a sheitel, she can only go out into the chatzar, but not into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Then the Mishnah describes the things that she's allowed to go out with, even into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Bimoch sheba'azna, if she has a piece of cotton or wool in that she puts in her ear to suck up the moisture that's in her ear, if she has some moisture in her ear and she needs something to absorb the moisture, or some soft thing that she puts in her shoe to make it more comfortable, or if she sticks what we call a moch into her into osamakom for the time of nida to absorb the dam, like a tampon type of a product, bepilpel, with a long thing that she puts into her mouth to take away any bad breath, over galgal melach, or a cluster of salt that she puts in her mouth for some sort of tooth ailment, we call them shenitin l'toch pia, anything that she puts in her mouth to take away bad breath, as long as she doesn't put it in on Shabbos in the first place, and if it falls off, if it falls out, she shouldn't put it back to where it was. So the Mishnah quotes a machlokas about a golden tooth, whether she's allowed to go with that into Rosh Hashanah. Shein toteves, shein shel zahav, a false tooth that she would stick in when if she was missing a tooth, or a golden tooth, Rebbe matir v'cham mosrim. Rebbe says she's allowed to go out with it, the Chum say she is not. So it says in Moritz Richa, the Mishnah has to tell me that she's allowed to go out with hairs that are made out of these three different meaning her own hair, someone else's hair, an animal's hair. Diash mean the da, if it only would have told me that she's allowed to go out with her own hair, so I would have said, yeah, that's Mishum de lo ma'is. Her hair is not disgusting. You don't have to be choshesh that anyone is going to mock her, and then she's going to want to take it off and carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Aval chavirta de ma'is, say malo. But if she's wearing someone else's hair, someone might say, oh, that sheitel's totally the wrong color for you, or something like that, and she'll take out the hair and she'll walk with it, carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'yesh min de chaverta, de bas minahu, her friend's hair is at least human hair, aval de behema, de la bar minahu, which is an entirely different texture from human hair, so emalo, I would think that she's not allowed to do. Tzricha, that's what we need to be told, all of them. So Tana, we learned in the Brayso, a woman's allowed to go out with another woman's hair, oblevat shel teitze, yalda b'shel zekena, as long as a young woman who has dark hair doesn't go out with an older woman's hair, which is white hair, Zakena b'shal yalda, or vice versa, because then it's going to look ridiculous and that's going to be disgusting to other people. They'll make fun of her and she'll remove it and she's likely going to carry it. So it says, well, bishlam zakena b'shal yalda shevachula. I understand that the Braisa has to tell me that an older woman shouldn't go out with a younger woman's hair because she might want to appear younger. She might try to wear a wig that, you know, or include hairs, incorporate hairs into her head that are younger women's hair that are not white. Why in the world would a yalda ever go out with white hairs anyway? So I did we don't know why someone would want to do that, but once it tells me that an older person can't go out with a younger person's hair, so we say a younger person can't go out with an older person's hair either. The Mishnah said a woman can go out with a kavul or a pei nachris into a chatzar. So Gemara brings a machlokas whether she's allowed to go out to a chatzar with the other things that we said that you're not allowed to grab into Rosh Hashanah with. Amrav, Kol Shoshacham Latzis Bal Rosh Hashanah, also Latzis Bal L'Chatzer. Anything that we said that she's not allowed to grab into Rosh Hashanah with, she's also not allowed to grab into a Chatzer with, because she might forget and go out with it into Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Mi Kavel L'Pei Nachris, except for Kavel L'Pei Nachris, because that she's allowed to grab into the Chatzer, and we'll see why. Rabbi Anani Bar Sasson, Mishmed Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Hakol Kikavel. Everything that we asked her in the Mishnah to go out with into Rosh Hashanah has the same din as a kavel and pei nechris, that you're allowed to go out with it into a chatzer. So the Gemara asks on the Shita of Rav Anani Bar Sason from our Mishnah, Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, b'kavel pei nechris lechatzer, that she is allowed to go out with a kavel and pei nechris to the chatzer. So Bishlam b'lerav nicha, according to Rav, I understand very well, why does the Mishnah say dafka a kavel and pei nechris and not the other things that we asked previously in the Mishnah going out into Rosh Hashanah with? Because by those previous things, you're not allowed to go out even into a chatzer. Only kavel and pei nachris can she even go out into the chatzer with. El Rabbi Anani Bar Sasson Kasha, but according to Rabbi Anani Bar Sasson, who holds that she's allowed to go out with all these things into a chatzer, why does the Mishnah say this din only by a kavel and pei nachris and not by other things? So Rabbi Anani Bar Sasson Mishmei Deman Ka'amarlei, he says this in the name of whom? Mishmei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi Tanu Hu Palig. Since he didn't say it on his own, he said it in the name of a Tana, so the Tana is always allowed to argue, so that's not really a kasha. So now the Gemara is going to explain the reason for Rav and the Tana of our Mishnah that is mechalik between a kavel and pei nachris on the one hand and other tachshitim on the other hand. So Rav, Maishnahani, why is it that kavel and pei nachris are different, that she's allowed to go out with these into a chatzer? Amrula k'deishlo tiskana al baila. There is a special heter for her to have some sort of adornments so that she does not become unattractive to her husband. Kiditanya, it's similar to what the Braisa says, that the Chacham in general are concerned that a woman should not appear unattractive, because the Pasuk says, V'hadava b'nidasa, Zekenim harishonim amru, that the original Zekenim said, the Pshat in the Pasuk is that she should be distant from her husband, Shalot tikhol, she shouldn't wear any makeup, V'lo tifkos, she shouldn't have other type of makeup, V'lo tiskashit b'bigdei tzivonim, she shouldn't wear colorful clothing, Rabbi Akiva limed, till Rabbi Akiva came and taught im kain. If that's how you can explain the pasuk, atamagana al baila, and you're going to require her to not wear any makeup or colorful clothing while she's a nida, she's going to be very unattractive to her husband. Venimtza baila megarsha, meaning it's one thing to make her not so attractive that they shouldn't come to sin, but to make her so unattractive that he'll want to divorce her, that's much worse. Elamata malomar. So what's the pasuk telling me? Vadava benidasa. When it says vadava benidasa, it just means to say that she remains tamei until she actually dips in the mikveh. Prior to dipping in the mikveh, she will remain every bit as tamei as she was before. Anything Chazal asks her because of maris ha'ayin, they don't even allow you to do it in the privacy of your own home where nobody is looking. Tana, and the Gemara asks on Rav that it says in the Mishnah, v'lo bezug, the chamor of that belongs to a Jew is not allowed to go out with its bell on around its neck into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Afal pi shapakuk, even though the bell is closed up and it's not going to be mashmiya kol, because it looks like you're bringing it to the shuk to sell it. V'tanya Allah, and we have a brisa about that. Pokik la zug b'tzavara umetayli ma b'chatzer, that you can close up the bell in a way that it won't make any noise and walk around with it in the chatzer, because no one's going to see you there and no one's going to be choshed that you're going to sell it in the shuk. Sounds like here you have something that's also mishamaris ha'ayin, that it's going to look like you're taking the animal to sell it in the shuk, and yet if you do it in private, it's absolutely mutter. So isn't that against the rule that we just said, that whatever Chazal asked mishamaris ha'ayin, afil b'chadri chadarim asrum? So Tanoi, he says, this is in fact machlok Tanoi. The Tanya, because we have a braisa that tells us, that if a person's clothing becomes soaked on Shabbos, he can spread it out in the sun to dry, but not where people will be able to see, because it's going to be maris ha'ayin, everyone's going to think he did laundry. But you're allowed to do it privately. Rabbi Shimon says even if you do it privately, it's aser. So there you see that it's a machlokas tanoim, whether that which is aser mishamaris ha'ayin is also aser even bechadrei chadarim. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem next time we'll learn Daf Samachei Amud Aleph.